Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process as the year 2025 comes to a close. Wendy, today is the 30th of December. We have survived Christmas.
We did. We survived Christmas, and hopefully we're going to survive New Year's Day. Hopefully. Prayerfully. But yeah, how was your Christmas? Y'all have a good, like, boys had a great time?
Yeah, everything went good. Everything went good for Christmas. The weather was pretty good and really warm.
Yeah.
Really warm, and then it's dropped off cold again. But everybody had a great Christmas. What about you, Scooter?
We had a great Christmas. We did, you know, we did our side of the family with the Davis Family Christmas Games Edition. It was a big hit. I think that's a little tradition to maybe start putting in there. The kids really enjoyed it. We played games they could play. And then we did the gray side, also played some games. So I like games at Christmas. I just, you know, gift giving, all that stuff is great, but I love to play games. I love playing games anyway, but I really love playing games at Christmas time. So I think incorporating some of that makes these nights a little bit better for me. Kids had a great time, got everything they wanted, which my kids are at the age where they want money. So basically the few things that I get them to open is just so I can be happy watching them open something because they prefer money, you know.
And the game we played a lot this year was left, right, center.
Big game.
Literally has no skill involved. Everybody can do it. So that was a fun game. No, I agree with you, Wendy. And we're rocking and rolling.
Yep.
Because the Alabama Crimson Tide will play the Indiana Hoosiers. Thursday afternoon. Okay, let me get all my bearings straight here. Everybody, just like everybody else, we're all going a million different directions. If you have not listened to this, my name's Trey. This is my sister, Wendy. Fourth and Wendy, we get on here and talk about college football. We're Alabama fans.
Yep.
We have different people that are family and friends that listen to the show. So, Wendy, we got to get into it because we've got a ball game to be played. Now, how do you want to do this? Do you want to talk about the other games real quick and then get the Alabama game?
I think we touch on the other games real quick. I mean, and then let the bulk of it be the Alabama. We'll start with Georgia, Ole Miss, the matchup everybody didn't want. But we're getting
Let's just go in chronological order.
Oh, I don't know what the order is. I only know what time my game is. I don't care what the other games are.
Tomorrow night. So on the 31st, the University of Miami play the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's in the Cotton Bowl, Wendy. That's going to be at 6:30 all time central tomorrow night, which is Wednesday night. We're recording this on Tuesday, Wendy. Miami, Ohio State, does the Hurricanes have anything for the Buckeyes?
Well, if we go off the game they played against Texas A&M, they only have a defense. So listen, y'all, I've never bought into Carson Beck. I didn't buy into him in Georgia. I've not bought into him at Miami. Although, let me say this. I'm not real sure who Ohio State has played other than Indiana. Like, I'm not sure what this Ohio State team even really is. Does that make sense? Like, can Miami go out there and beat them? Maybe. Are they going to? Probably not. But here's the thing. That Texas A&M Miami game was the worst game I've watched in a long time. It was the most boring game I've watched in a long time. So if it's anything like that, I'll turn it off and watch something else, like the countdown or something. I'm going to read a book because I'm not even interested in that game. Like, I don't even care. Like, where does
the mojo, and it's going to be really, really a theme through all these games, is momentum. All these teams that have played now, one team has played already, and the other team has not played and been sitting around a lot. So
That's one team
has kind of gotten the nerves out. They've gotten over the first hurdle of winning that game, that first game, and the other guy's sitting there ready to face them. That's what I want to know on all these games. How does the momentum help these teams that have already won a game, have already kind of had their you know, tails on the line per se?
Right.
I haven't watched Ohio State play. Just like you said, they don't play anybody. They played Texas earlier in the year, you know, and kind of a boring game. I want Miami to win the game. I'm ready for Miami to have some swag back. That goes off tomorrow night. Let's see if Miami gets that swag back. And you know Michael Irvin will be on the sidelines
Yes.
Barking like a dog. The next game, the first game on New Year's Day, everybody's going to love everybody. Everybody's got a little bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
This would be considered a Bloody Mary game. This is going to be Oregon and Texas Tech go up at 11 a.m. So it's Oregon, Texas Tech. It's in the Orange Bowl, so that's in Miami.
Yeah.
Wendy, does Texas Tech, I mean, they're new to the game. Can Oregon find a way to beat Texas Tech or not?
Well, Oregon has also not played anybody. And I've not watched Oregon play all year. I'm just going to tell y'all a little bit of something about Oregon. Oregon's best win, I think I read this right, best win is against Washington. Their second best win is a G5 school. So I want to know who Oregon has played to even get into this thing. I mean, I guess the Big Ten's got to have three teams in it, and I guess Oregon. But, man, this Texas Tech team's got a little swag to them. I don't know if they can play with the big boys, but I'm hoping Texas Tech comes out there and wins this game. Now, remember, Alabama fans, whoever wins this game is if we beat Indiana, this is our line to the playoffs. So whoever wins this game is who Alabama will play if we beat Indiana. Probably my preference is going to say I want to play Oregon, but like I want Oregon to get beat because I'm not even sure why they're in this thing with their crappy strength of schedule. Like they had one game they played, it was Indiana, and they lost at home to Indiana.
Yeah,
so
I like Texas. I mean, Oregon is the favorite. Oregon is a 2.5-point favorite on this game. I like Texas Tech in the game too. It seems like every time they've had to win a game, they've won games. They don't look scared to me. Every time watch Texas Tech, it's not like they're holding on. It's like these guys are out there balling out. Looking for Texas Tech there too, Winnie. All right, then we get to the Ole Miss Georgia game. That will be the night game, and then we'll get to the Alabama Indiana game. But Georgia finally gets back on TV late New Year's Day. They play at 7:00. They will be playing in the Sugar Bowl against Ole Miss with all kind of storylines going, Winnie. Obviously, Georgia beat Ole Miss earlier in the year. Had a hard time stopping Ole Miss. I mean, it was basically like Georgia Ole Miss couldn't stop Georgia either. I mean, does Ole Miss come out there and say, we've already done what we need to do and Georgia face plants them like they've been face planting everybody else? You know, did Georgia lose a little bit of momentum? I need it straight today now. I don't want the fluff.
Mom said something really smart. She said there's a difference in a team that's had to only hit each other for the last 17 to 20 days, right? So when Mom said that, I was like, you know, that's really smart. She's smart, but that was like a really good way to put it. You know, Ole Miss has had to go out there and they've been able to beat up other guys. When you've not been, you know, when you're practicing against your own team, you're not taking out these players. You know what I mean? So here's the thing though, Trey, Georgia just looks so good to me and they look better every single week that they play. Georgia to me is the second half of the season team. They've already played them. They've already got some of that scheme going. I just don't know if Ole Miss can hang with them for four total quarters. I think it will be a good game. I just don't know if Ole Miss will be able to hang with them for all four quarters. And to be honest, between me and you, would the Cinderella story of Ole Miss moving on without Lane Kiffin and all that be great? Sure. I'd probably prefer to see Georgia win it. What's Barry say? What's your best friend Barry say?
Well, I'll comment on that in a minute. You know, for Ole Miss to win this game, a lot would have to go wrong for Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot would have to go wrong with Georgia. And I just don't think Kirby Smart is going to let that many things go wrong for Georgia in a sense of, I think he might even play it a little bit closer to the vest. I don't think he's going to put his players in that bad a position. I think Georgia can line up and beat Ole Miss.
Right.
Obviously, Ole Miss is who they are. It'd be shocking if Ole Miss scored as many points as they did this game, they did the last game. So I want Georgia to come out and win the game. Now, talking about Barry, I talked to Barry, so we're going to switch off that. Now we're getting into Alabama talk. This is Roll Tide Roll season.
Roll Tide Roll.
We're going to get into it. I did talk to Barry after the Alabama Oklahoma game. And, you know, Whitty, people just want to see Alabama lose.
I've told you that.
I did not realize how much people disliked Alabama.
If you
disliked Alabama, that Oklahoma game was a travesty to watch. Because you're sitting sitting there going, Alabama's about to get drilled. They are getting drilled. They won't come back from this. And then Alabama comes back and wins. Well, I think a lot of these people throw up their hands and be like, oh, this is typical Alabama. This is typical Alabama. You know, the punter dropping the snap in the, you know, we're talking about the Alabama-Oklahoma game. The punter dropping the snap, you know, never happens. Well, that's just so, you know, typical Alabama. Well, it's like, okay, well, then don't punt the ball. Then just give them the ball 60 yards down the field. That play doesn't count. But it's kind of like, that's why you play the games, for some of this crazy stuff to happen.
That's
the point of the game.
That's right.
Wayne, I didn't realize a lot of people hate Alabama. And if you hate Alabama, that Alabama-Oklahoma game was awful to watch.
So remember last week when I told you, or the week before, whenever, when I said I took a little bit of pleasure knowing that I went to bed and had a little bit of pleasure knowing that all these people, because Trey, when I tell you I know they hate us, I know they hate us. I lived in Knoxville, Tennessee for 20-something years. I've just moved back to Alabama a year ago, and really 6 months ago for me. And I lived in a state, and listen, I love all my friends. They're wonderful people. Trey, all of my friends were Tennessee fans. It wasn't, but when I tell you, they watched two games. They watched the Tennessee game, and then they'd watch the Alabama game. It never failed, okay? So I'll have the TV on all day because I love football. I don't specifically watch games to see if somebody's going to lose unless it's in a, unless it helps or hurts my team. You know what I mean? But when I tell you there are two games that this country watches, and it is the game that they are cheering for and whoever Alabama is playing. And it's been like that. They want us off the top of this mountain so bad they cannot see straight. And I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they hate us because they ain't us. That's all I know. I don't know anything else to say.
I mean, it's a wild thing.
It's wild.
And it's, you know, and from an Alabama fan, I think we went over this last time, that Oklahoma game, as an Alabama fan, for me anyway, it's always kind of like, golly, when is this other shoe going to drop? I mean, it just, and you felt like that Oklahoma game, it was going to drop. It did not. Just good banter back and forth. But, yeah, a lot of people upset Alabama won that game. Winnie, let's get into the game that matters.
Matt, hey, let's do it.
Let's crank it up.
Trey.
Bama, Crimson Tide will play the Indiana Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
New Year's Day at 3 o'clock in the Rose Bowl, Wendy. Storylines galore.
Yeah.
I can say that correctly. A lot of red in the game. Indiana's primary color is red. We know the Tide's red. The coach for Indiana, Signetti, is kind of a Saban protege in a sense, very process-oriented, very confident coach.
Yes.
And it is going to be a head knocker, Wendy. We sent out a text this morning. We've got some predictions. Wendy, I want to talk to you first, though, Wendy. What is your gut shot?
Hey, first off, I'm scared out of my mind again. So I'm scared. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so glad the game's at 3 o'clock though. My gosh, I don't know if I could do another 7 o'clock game. So I have chosen not to listen to the pundits, their cumbits, whatever. I always say it wrong.
Cumbits
this week. I did last week and listened to the whole, well, they can't, okay, they got past Oklahoma. Oklahoma all of a sudden went to the greatest team that ever lived. Or, well, they really weren't that good.
Right.
This is what even the cumbits like to do. It's like, well, they weren't really that good to begin with. And you're like, dude, last week before the game, you were like, Oklahoma has a chance to win it all. But when Alabama figures out a way to beat them, they weren't that good. It's comical at this point. But when I did listen to it last week, it was Indiana's going to drill Alabama. Indiana, you know, Alabama doesn't have anything for Indiana. So let me just back this train up a little bit. I have said this and only this to anybody that cares to listen. I don't know who Indiana has played except for Ohio State. I really don't. We do have a common opponent.
Oregon.
Okay. Well, we know how I feel about Oregon.
Okay,
Oregon's
second best win.
Second best win is a G5 school. Trey, listen, here's all I got to tell you. I don't know. You tell me, okay, they played Ohio State. Well, who's Ohio State played? Well, you tell me they played Oregon. Well, who's Oregon played? You go down this rabbit trail, and if you look at it as a whole, none of them have played anybody. Let me tell you who Alabama's played. Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, Missouri, Vanderbilt, played Georgia again, played Oklahoma again. Like, let's talk about, like, they've not seen anything like this yet. They've not seen these guys yet. I don't know if that plays a role in anything, but I have to think that it does. You're going to get a hungry Alabama team that basically the world hates, unless you're an Alabama fan. They know that. Who have listened for weeks. All these people say that Alabama's terrible. First, we didn't deserve to get in. Then we beat Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma really wasn't that good. They've been to listen to this crap for basically a month now, and you're telling me we're not going to go in there and just turn it up? You know, I mean, we're not a running team anyway. Like, they're like, oh, well, they've got the best run. Okay, we don't run. So, okay, what are you going to do now? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, Trey. I just don't feel like they've played anybody where I can confidently look at you and say, Indiana's the better team than Alabama. I'm just saying I don't see it there. I can say that about Georgia at times. Look, Georgia SEC game was the better team than Alabama. No problem. No issue saying it. But I don't know if I can say that about Indiana. You want to go down a rabbit trail? I'll go down every rabbit trail there is. I'm a woman, a Southern woman at that. And Southern women can go down these trails for hours. And I've gone down the trail. I can't find anybody that any of these teams have played that just lead me to believe that Indiana is some elite team. I know they're number one in the country. I'm not dumb. But come on, y'all. What do you think? I'm fired up now.
Cignetti has got his team playing good. They're 13-0. They have not lost a game. They haven't, you know, at some point, that huge emotional win against Ohio State.
Yep.
At some point, the foot lets off the gas. It's just human nature. I mean, right. That is what you do. They're 13-0. They haven't had that reset, a.k.a. a loss at any point in the season where they could kind of reset. Alabama, I think, got the monkey off their back last week with beating Oklahoma. Oklahoma was about to be our bugaboo.
Right.
It was our first CFP win. So, yep. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened last week to free Alabama players and coaches to go out there and play another game. I like Alabama's chances in the game. I don't want to just say, well, they're Indiana. It's hard to think Indiana in a primetime game is going to beat Alabama. I know it's deeper than that. I know Indiana does have a good team, and every time I watch them, they look like they know what they're doing.
I don't disagree.
They don't look confused. They look like they know what they're trying to get done, and they keep hammering the nail. Very well-coached team, as you can see. But I like the Alabama Crimson Tide coming back and proving people wrong. There's one major factor in this game, and we're going to get to the listeners' predictions here. The weather, Wendy.
Weather. And listen.
Hold on. If you have listened to this show that we do, and we thank you for listening, subscribe. Yes. It's on podcast. We really do appreciate it and all the interaction with it. We said what happened in that Florida State game, the Alabama-Florida State game. We had a little weather problem down there.
Right.
Wet field. It rained for, ironically enough, 15 minutes of the first half when we had the ball trying to score before halftime.
Right.
Muddy. Yucky. Everything wasn't just perfect, Wendy. We said it could be a problem. Alabama has not played in a rain game since.
Right.
We have dodged all the storms.
Right.
But at this point, Wendy, it doesn't like we can dodge a rainstorm in California, Wendy.
California. Hey, listen, y'all. I look at weather in any away game that Alabama goes to. So when I saw James Spann report last week that we might have a problem, y'all, we really might have a problem here. Now, I don't think, like, at one point they were calling for, like, flooding, like true flooding in California. I think that's kind of moved a little bit past. But here's the bottom line. The rain is going to affect us the same way the rain affects them. I think. Listen, Trey. What is the rain? Is it worse if it's raining for you throwing the ball, or is it worse running the ball? Which one's the rain worse on?
It just depends. Not as much as you think. I mean, the wind is more of a problem. Rain, now, if it gets to a certain level of rain, I think throwing the ball is a little bit harder. But, I mean, just pure rain, not an issue. Here's what I'm talking about. You've got field slippage. You're slipping. Mm-hmm. You're sliding. You're coming off a block. You can't hold a block as long as you thought. You know, there's just little loose ends that you've got to pick up, Wendy. I will say this. Alabama played Michigan in a rain game last bowl season and got beat.
What?
Hey, Yeah, that Michigan-Alabama game last year was a torrential downpour, and is we got beat.
Is the rain Alabama's bugaboo? Do we have a bugaboo with the rain?
You
Trey, if you just brought that up and that ends up being it, I'm never talking to you again. I'm not. I won't ever talk to you again. If you just brought up a bugaboo that nobody knew we had and pointed it out for the weather people to see. Here's the thing, Trey. I do want to say this. I'm not looking past Indiana. I think their coach is amazing. I'd love to have them, you know, if we lost last week and everybody was telling DeBoer to go to Michigan, Cignetti would have been the first person on my list to call. You see what I'm saying? I think he's a great coach. I love the way his mind works. I like the disciplined way he is. I like that he doesn't try to be friends with everybody. Like, I like the guy. But I still think you put me with Indiana in the rain, the snow, the sleet, a thunderstorm. Alabama still got the edge because we've had to figure out how to win hardball games. I believe that at the end of the day. Do I think the weather could be a problem? Yeah, but I actually think it would be a problem for both teams. I don't see it just affecting us. You know what I mean? Now, it wouldn't bother me if somebody with a lot of money went and just put, you know, got in a helicopter and put buckets and started pouring it on our players during practice to get them used to the slippery field conditions. That would not hurt my feelings if anybody's got that kind of money. But at the end of the day, Trey, what we've got, what we have to do is we have to be able to put pressure on their quarterback and mess him up to some degree. Get him to throw a few interceptions. I think turnovers will be key in this game, meaning we don't have any and they have a few. I believe the game will be close. I do not see a blowout on either side at all. And I really think it's, can we get the run game going even a little bit? You know, like what can our run game do?
Yeah, no, exactly right, Whitney. And every play is going to count, Whitney. Let's get to some of the listeners, some of our family and friends. Let's get to them. Thank you all for sending this in. We sent it out this morning. Bob is from Indiana.
Yes.
Bob is from Indiana, and I talked to Bob earlier this week. It's very ironic that Indiana and Alabama are playing in the Rose Bowl at such a big game. Bob says I would, as far as a prediction, Bob says I would, but I don't want to jinx the team I favor.
Okay.
I'm not speaking for Bob because he didn't put this on here, but I'm pretty sure Bob is going for Indiana.
I'm pretty sure Bob's going for Indiana.
And I'll say this. I'll have to give him a pass. We've watched a lot of Alabama games with Bob. Bob is a huge Alabama fan. I just think this hits too close for home. We understand. Bob, I think, wants Indiana. Mom, Alabama. This is Mommy B. Alabama 34-17.
Okay.
Sounds like a great score to me.
Okay.
Got the tie. And listen, y'all, the reason I send this out right before we come on here is because I don't want to miss it in some of these text messages. If you sent something and I missed you, sorry. I really am sorry. We have Bear Burnett. Nope, I shouldn't probably use people's last names, but Bear. Bear is not going to just give you a score. Bear
he's got to give you a paragraph.
The paragraph of how it's going to happen, a very detailed paragraph. He has Alabama 30-27. Bear predicts 30-27. Bama with a walk-off field goal. Simpson throws for 300+, but the headline will read, Ryan Williams reemerges and carries the Tide to victory.
Okay.
With 165 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow, Bear. I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
Bear has got Ryan Williams saving the day. He's got some very specific numbers in here.
He does.
It's almost like he's looking at some prop bets in here. I'm not saying that's what he's doing.
I'm not saying he is.
It just looks like it. All right, Bear, thanks, man. Hope you're doing well. Listen, Maylee, your daughter, Maylee has 21-10. Maylee thinks the Tide's going to win 21-10. Maylee, hope you're doing well. Good to see you. Michael, Maylee's boyfriend. He is he's going with Indiana 21-10.
Yeah. I think he's just doing that to get her gander. Because I mean he was in an Alabama shirt our entire Christmas celebration. So
And I actually thought he was a Tennessee fan. He's in the Army. But he's a Tennessee fan.
Right.
But he's wearing an Alabama shirt. That was confusing to me. Chris, your husband, Chris.
Yes.
Bama 42, Indiana 13.
Yeah, Chris. I hope you're right.
That would be an epic, epic score for the Tide. Chris, what's up? Jacob Webb. Now, we know Jacob Webb. He is a Georgia fan. He lives down in Florida. He said, I flipped on this 100 times, but I'm not buying Bama on this one. Indiana's hot right now in their first Rose Bowl since 1968. This isn't the stage breaking them. It's breaking Alabama. Stamp it. 27-22, Indiana.
Okay.
Jacob likes Indiana. So we definitely have some back and forth there. Gina, make sure we get to Gina's
message.
I've got that coming up. Gina, thank you for sending that in. Our Big Tech thread didn't get a lot of reaction. I don't know if they're still asleep.
They're scared.
I don't know if everybody's scared. Corbin, I think this is Corbin. Corbin, what's up? Up and at him early this morning, I see. He's got Alabama 35-28.
Okay.
Roll MF Tide roll.
Yeah.
So he threw an extra roll at the end of that.
Yeah.
Corbin, let's go. D-Beck is in the house. And we know D-Beck's live. D-Beck is into this stuff.
Right.
We're well aware that D-Beck is all over this. 24-21, Talty is the hero.
Wow.
Zay gets another pick six.
Wow, that's what we need.
Zay. What's our guy's name, number two?
Xavion Brown. And he's from California, so he's
I think that's Damani Jackson.
What?
I think Damani Jackson's from. We have not talked enough about Xavion Brown. That guy has saved us two football games.
Yeah, 100%.
Somebody give him more NIL. We have, thanks for sending that in, Daniel. Chris Nacho Arnold.
Nacho.
27-24, Bammer roses are free.
Yes.
So Nacho.
Man, y'all thought it a close game.
Nacho has the Tide winning. And Wendy, I think that is all that we had. So a lot of good responses. Thank y'all for responding. Hope y'all enjoy the game. Let me share the screen. Let's get to Gina's deal real quick.
Okay.
This is where we got popped earlier.
Yeah, because you don't.
Predictions for the Alabama Indiana game. I don't want to do what Wendy tells Trey not to do, which is to say I have high hopes because, like she says, every time that happens, it goes awry. So I'm going to completely lie here and say I'm worried to death about this game, and I am just panicked that we're barely going to sketch by and by the skin of our little chinny chin chin. So my prediction for this game is Alabama wins in a squeaker 28-21.
Wow.
Roll Tide, Roll Tide, Roll Tide. Love you, Wendy and Trey, and we'll talk after, and hopefully I win some kind of prize for this prediction.
So, Gina.
That's our sister Gina. So she's got a close game.
Wendy, as we wind this down and as the season is starting to wind down, Wendy, thank you everybody for putting in their scores.
Yes.
A lot of fun. This is really why we do this, for some interaction there. Wendy, I will predict the Alabama Crimson Tide wins this football game. And I've got to go back to some sentimental scores. I think Alabama finally scores exactly 28 points.
Okay.
And Indiana scores 19 points.
Okay.
Indiana scores 19 points. They have to. They're going to go for two to try to make it 21. Now, that really wouldn't work. Let me put it at 18.
Okay.
No,
28-18.
Just put me 28-18, Wendy. Alabama finds a way to get the victory. I think Indiana is due for a letdown, and Alabama is ascending. Wendy, your prediction?
I'm going to go with, I think we're going to have to score 32 points. So I'm going to go 34. I'm going to go 34-27. That's going to be my, you know what? No. I'm going to go 34-21. That's what I'm going. 34-21.
Blowout.
In a blowout. Here's the thing. I don't want to be cocky because really and truly we're such a gritty team that's not going to do me any good. Like, I could absolutely see us getting down 17 points and not, you know, like, it happened 2 weeks ago. I find hard to just really fall for a conversation when I'm looking at teams that haven't played anybody all year. I don't care. The teams they had to play, Trey, they played a good Penn State team, won it in a wonderful last play, y'all. Coolest play of the year, in my opinion. Guy toe taps it in, gets his touchdown. Close game with Ohio State, but Ohio State, to me, really doesn't look that great this year. Julian Sayin is a good quarterback, but it's his first year. Like, Trey, you look at the size difference of us and some of these Indiana players. I just don't know if they've got what it takes to beat a healthy Alabama team. I don't know if they do.
I agree with you. You're putting a lot of stock into who they've played and who they haven't played.
Yes, I am.
I got you. Remember, last podcast we did, it was Face Your Fears, okay? So
Oklahoma, I don't want to face my fears.
We faced our fears, beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma. We might have to face our fear dealing with the weather out in Pasadena, Wendy. Hold on, we might have a late... Joey, our Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey.
He's in the house, 31-17, Bama.
Okay.
So Joey likes that. So anyway, you got to face your fears again. You've got to go out there if it's raining, whatever it is. We're going to have to put the ball in the end zone. Every play is going to count. Wendy, are you coming down here to watch the game? What's up?
Yeah, me, you, and Gina are all going to watch the game at your house. It is Destiny's birthday, so we're going to celebrate that a little bit. We're excited to see the boys and celebrate her birthday. And yeah, I mean, but I want to make sure, like, I'm going to try to be chill. I don't know. I mean, we're just going to have to...
Three sections of the house. We'll have the outside, the middle, and then the front of the house.
So right.
If we get crazy. Is Chris coming?
Chris is coming. He's off, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, love you, everybody out there. I hope y'all have a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Thank y'all for listening. Be careful out there, and we will catch up with y'all after the Alabama-Indiana game. Wendy, I love you, and roll a day.
We will catch up with y'all as winners. We're going to win this game, guys. Roll Tide. Love you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.